This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Cattle market was similar to yesterday, up and down, and no news to go with it. And by the close of the day, we saw live cattle mostly lower, feeder cattle mostly higher, but not up at their highs that they had seen earlier in the session. Boxed beef saw the choice boxes down 61 cents, selects down 87, moved 61 loads on this estimate kill of 111,000 head of cattle. We saw two-sided trading in the hog complex also today, but as I said, really no fresh news out there. Our December live cattle were $1.32 lower on the close, February down $1.80, Jan feeders $1.47 higher, March feeders up 27 cents, and February lean hogs closed 7 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Coming up Saturday, December 6th, high noon, the 33rd Annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bull Competition, this year at the Atoka Livestock Auction, Atoka, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 75 breeding-age bulls, limousine and limb-flex bulls, mostly black and polled. All bulls will have EPD performance data. All bulls will be fertility tested and will be trick tested as well. The catalog can be seen at www.AmericanCattleServices.com. You can call Ken Holloway for more information, 580-581-7652.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 11th through 13th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and new trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Well, Leslie, we saw a turnaround Tuesday take place in our grain market. After seeing those huge gains yesterday in the wheat market, we saw a market today that saw very little upside, mostly negative trade, and we saw negative closes. As far as fresh news out there, that was non-existent. We saw our wheat market finally find this fun buying dried up. We saw profit taking come in, more so in Kansas City than in Chicago. We saw quite a sell-off take place in our soybeans once again today as we pushed the January contract under the $10 mark. On the close today, March KC wheat was 12 cents lower, July down 6 cents, March Chicago wheat down 3.5, March corn closed 8.5 lower, with July corn down 8.25, January soybeans 21.25 on the downside, March down 21 cents, and March cotton was 20 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866- Go to Tom.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.